Today, April the 19th, is the official start of the Australia-New Zealand tourism bubble, or the Trans-Tasman travel bubble. Although previous iterations of the epidemic have delayed this plan, it's now moving beyond a promise to the real thing. This is undoubtedly a good thing, both for tourists and for citizens who need to travel between the two countries. But with all sorts of problems with the rollout of the vaccines, people have to look at this long-lost opportunity. Dr. David Bierman is a senior lecturer at the Management of Discipline Group at University of Technology in Sydney, and he's specialising in tourism. He's joining us right now to have a talk about this trans-tourism bubble and how it's going to go. Dr. Bierman, how are you?
Oh, very well, thanks, Willie, and good morning to you and good morning to the listeners.
Yeah, thank you. So how is the tourism industry in Australia recently?
The tourism industry in Australia has been going through what can only be best described as a very disastrous year, particularly since March of 2020. So we started the first January and February, all things were going as normal. And from March, when the Australian government, for example, decided on the 25th of March to actually ban international travel, this is where things started to really go downhill very, very quickly. It's interesting, in your introductory remarks, you mentioned about the Trans-Tasman bubble starting today. Well, officially, it actually started in October, but it was only operating in one direction.
Oh, okay. So, it was one way.
Yeah, so New Zealanders could come to Australia.
Yep.
But Australians were not only forbidden by our own government from travelling to Australia, but also too they were not permitted to come in by the New Zealand government. So this today marks the day when we actually have a fully reciprocal bubble. In other words, that Australians can go to New Zealand quarantine free, and New Zealanders can come here. So yeah, it is a big day in tourism. It's because it's really been the first lifting of an international travel ban, which had gone on for over a year, so far as Australians are concerned. So yeah, it's a big deal.
It is a big day. And so how far and how fast will the opening of the borders translate into any kind of tourism revival for both sides?
Well, if we look in Australia at domestic tourism, there's already been a fairly significant revival going on during the year. Tourism Australia actually have had a very active campaign that's been going for much of 2020 and also into this year, called Holiday Here This Year. I actually had one of their senior officials actually give a guest talk to my students just on Friday.
Cool!
Yeah, and she's and interestingly enough, a former UTS student, two times around. She has a Bachelor of Management majoring in tourism, and she also has an MBA, an executive MBA from UTS.
So, wow. Very qualified to talk about this.
And she's done a magnificent job in Tourism Australia in actually working to develop their strategy for both dealing with the bushfires at the beginning of 2020 and also the response to coronavirus throughout all of last year, most of last year, and of course early this year. So we basically heard it from the authority that certainly in terms of domestic tourism, Australia's done fairly well, particularly in regional intrastate tourism. As we know, there were a lot of border closures within Australia over the last year or so, which kind of disrupted any progress that was being made. So, you know, unfortunately, Queensland, Western Australia, South Australia and Tasmania in particular closed the borders quite frequently last year. We're just hoping that they're not going to keep doing that this year, because it disrupts not only travel within Australia, but also with a bubble starting today, that would also complicate that a great deal. So let's hope that they're go a bit easy on the trigger finger.
It is interesting, because that is one of the things I have noticed in all of the current reporting of the Trans-Tasman bubble, that New Zealand is being very vocal in that if there are any further outbreaks or any changes, please be warned that things could change really quickly.
That's absolutely right. And Jacinda Ardern, if we think that, say, Anastasia Palaszczuk who's the Premier of Queensland, yes. or Martin McGowan, the Premier of Western Australia, are pretty quick on the border.
Maybe Jacinda's faster,
Jacinda's even, yeah, she might have a nice smile, but she sure uses that trigger finger a lot.
Oh, okay, so, and given the current situation with our vaccine here, the rollout is not going smoothly.
No, that's certainly true. It's a very difficult issue to discuss. Sorry.
No, that's fine. It's morning. I'm sure there's people trying to get you from all angles.
Yeah, no, there are. So coming back to our particular issue, it is very difficult to guarantee that things are always going to be going smoothly with these travel bubbles. And it's interesting, you know, the first iteration of travel bubbles actually occurred in Europe in about June of last year. And many of the European Union countries were actually travelling between each other, and then there was a huge spike in coronavirus, and of course that all stopped. So we can't just happily assume that it's all...
I was going to say, it feels a little bit like watch this space.
It is, yeah. With the vaccine rollout, it's complicated. I mean, we've all been hearing about blood clotting with AstraZeneca, and while that may be very, very occasional, I mean, it's interesting that people under 50, and I'm on the wrong side of 50, are told you're going to have Pfizer and you're not going to have AstraZeneca, whereas people in my age group, which are in the over 50s, are told it's all right for you to have AstraZeneca. And I'm sort of thinking, are we that dispensable? Yeah. We oldies that dispensable?
Your blood's a little thinner. Hey, Dr. David Bierman, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Been a pleasure, Willie.